Welcome back in. McElroy and Kubelik in the morning, 8 a.m. Friday, July 29th. August right around the corner. You know it's in August.
Football season.
Just football in general.
Ball.
Yeah. We got real football.
Live.
Coming on.
Tackle. Action. Training camp.
Great ball call camp. There from Mark and Pelham with our no context poll question of the day, which is up now at Mac and Cube via Twitter. Do you hit on 16? Now, listen, this is the sort of the thought process behind this entire segment or situation or deal on the show is that it's your context that you put with it. Mark called in. He has his context on how things would appear to be, so how he would vote. Damien had his context. I got people that are texting me paragraphs of what is my situation right now. I can't decide. What's the deal, Sean? What position am I in at the table? How many other people are at the table? It's the no context poll question of the day. You place your context on it, and then you vote.
That's it.
It's not hard.
It's not right. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just you.
Well, I got some folks that are making this really difficult on themselves. Just vote based on your context of do you hit on 16? It's easy. Don't let the actual question get you down. Just read it, place your context on it, and then vote. Which, by the way, 59% right now are saying no. They do not hit on 16. Mark may have changed my philosophy on this.
Yeah.
Because if Vegas is telling their folks to hit on 16, maybe I should be hitting on 16.
I'm telling you.
It just never works is the problem. It does for that dealer, though.
All the time.
Unbelievable. That question may have gotten you down. Don't let the Alabama heat and humidity get you down. Keep your home comfortable with an affordable Trane cooling system. Trane is the official partner of Jocks. They've been recognized as America's most trusted HVAC brand for 8 consecutive years. Make sure your home and family have a system you can rely on. Find a comfort specialist near you at Trane.com. It's proven it's hard to stop a Trane. Also, we asked, how many teams do you believe should be in the college football playoff? Do you want 8? Do you want 12? Do you want 16? 8 is currently leading the way in that poll question at 46%. Most people believe 8 is the way to go, which as the reason we brought this up through Big Ten Media Days, through Kevin Warren, Gene Smith, and others, it feels like 16 is now not just being mentioned, but being pushed. And that's the direction that they want to kind of lead the charge on, is that we need to get to 16. All right, some of you chiming in on our no context poll question of the day up at Twitter, on Twitter, at Mac and Cube. It's always brought to you by our friends at Royal Buick GMC. Kozlowski SPS tweets in, the better question is soft 18. Most stay, and you're supposed to hit. Well, you say supposed to hit.
Supposed
That's
to.
Another part that bothers me, too.
Supposed
so
to.
So when I'm at the, if I'm playing, and there will be times that I've looked at the dealer and said, I don't know, what do you think? What I don't need is the dealer inserting advice when I'm not asking, which happens way too much. Or, you know, the book says, hey, I didn't ask what the book says.
Didn't ask. Don't need it.
I'm contemplating my personal situation with my bankroll or lack thereof to try to find out. I'm on life support here, sir. I don't need you coming in trying to tell me how to operate. You don't know how many chips are in my pocket. You don't know how many times I've been to the ATM today. Stop it with that.
You don't have all the answers.
I don't need that right there. Supposed to.
Supposed to.
And the only part, like I like what Mark said when he called in about the people around you, because there are people that will get big mad. I'm ruining the cards, ruining the table. But then when all of a sudden something happens and they get this random card that they needed because one other person didn't take the card, they never look over and say, thanks for playing
appreciate
like
it,
an imbecile.
Appreciate it, buddy.
You helped me out there. Please keep playing like a moron. Nobody ever says that.
No.
Never says that.
Sportsmanship.
The only thing with other people at the table that bother me are the folks that sit there and stare at it like they're Bobby Fischer playing chess. There are only so many options. There should be a mental clock like the quarterback has at about 10 seconds.
Where like you need
that. You have to make that decision.
Yeah.
Like we should have a blackjack shot clock, I feel like. Oh. Like when that card comes down, the clock starts. Or when and you got to make a call. When that dealer looks at you and you know, pulls that card out of the chute and says, what are you going to hit? That shot clock should start.
At that moment.
It should be about 8 seconds in reality. We'll be forgiving here and say 10. There's only so many things to think about. And then they think about it and they say, I don't know, what do you think, dealer? Come on, man.
Like, dog.
I'm trying to get number of hands in.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is quantity over quality here.
Shoot more, score more.
There you go.
Shoot more, score more. Kick more, score more.
Not always hit more, win more.
No.
That does not always work.
Not even close.
Jamie Bailey tweets in, I'm too safe. J.J. Gilbert tweets in, if I get 16, I've already lost. I'd rather lose by 40 than one. It's fair. So what is that applicable to? I told Damian during the break, not hitting on 16 almost feels like sending your kicker into the game. You're still in it.
But
you're relying on something that's not overly reliable.
Yeah.
More things feel like they can go wrong than right.
It's a great point.
Or are you the aggressor and you leave your offense on the field and say, no, hit, let's go.
Hey.
At least I know my quarterback can give me a first down here. And then we'll live the fight another day and we'll see if we can go.
Analytics book.
Holding on 16 feels like sending your kicker into the game to try to win the game.
So that's why Lane Kiffin would probably be a good gambler.
We did bring up when we talked to him about analytics 2 years ago is when it first really got going big with him. I think Tom and Jordan and I, when we sat down with him and we were going to talk about it a lot that game, we asked him about blackjack. And I think he said that there were parts that he could sort of like how you play and when you do certain things. So, yeah, I think it's somewhat applicable to him. I don't think he ever told us if he's good or bad at it. Because Al tweets in, I refer to the Lane Kiffin play sheet and then call timeout.
Like that would be ideal.
But Lane, if he were playing blackjack, he would go exactly by the book. Whatever the analytics tell, like what Mark was saying.
True.
That the book tells you to do this, like he would know what it was, or he would have his guy, Matt Lindsay, right behind him. And, you know, he would get that 16 up against the six, and he would say, all right, hit.
Man, just keep it moving.
That's how he does it. And there is a portion of that that makes perfect sense in removing the emotion from it. And removing the thought process. So he then prevents himself from becoming the person at the table that I just described.
That is.
Who's sitting around waiting and then asking the dealer, what do they think should happen?
That's perfect.
Because then you wait and you look up and you ask your defense coordinator, can you get a stop if we don't get this?
We're going to give it to
you. Can you give me one?
We're going to be
because there was a game 2 years ago that they ended up winning, and it may have actually been the Egg Bowl when they gave it back to Will Rogers. It was the Egg Bowl before the end of the season. We had that game. And I think after that game, Lane almost said, you know, I sat back and really thought, like, can my defense get me one stop?
One.
He said, and I wasn't really sure they could.
That's wild.
Could you just give me a singular one stop? One? Because if so, then we may go.
We'll go for it. Yeah,
we
might roll with it.
We may need to reconsider the whole thing. So, I don't know. I just never feel like it works. Never, ever, ever, ever feel like it works. So, 16-team playoff, do you hit on 16? That's kind of the no-context poll question of the day. We're going to continue to roll with that. Conrad Thompson at 9 o'clock will be fun to ask that question to. We'll ask Ben Lear at 8:20. Got a couple of things that we want to talk about with him. But before we get too much further into the show, we've got to go into this Kyler Murray situation. Greg was pretty passionate about it earlier in the week. You can go find that at the podcast, jocksfm.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get yours. Please like, rate, review, subscribe to those. You and I mentioned what we thought about it. And now I feel like Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals are in full reverse. Like just put it in reverse and floor it in trying to back this thing up. Kyler Murray was not scheduled to meet the media yesterday. He decided to roll into the Cardinals post-practice press conference, and this is what he had to say.
To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have that passion and not take this serious is almost – it's disrespectful, and it's almost a joke, you know. It's – to me – I'm flattered, you know, I'm honestly flattered that y'all think that at my size I can go out there and not prepare for the game and not, you know, not take it serious. It's disrespectful. I feel like to my peers, to all the great athletes and great players that are in this league. This game's too hard to play the position that I play in this league. It's too hard.
So Kyler Murray decides he wants to come out and say that. And then his team releases this statement from the Arizona Cardinals. After seeing the distraction it created, we removed the addendum from the contract. It was clearly perceived in ways that were never intended. Our confidence in Kyler Murray is as high as it's ever been. And nothing demonstrates our belief in his ability to lead this team more than the commitment reflected in this contract. First word that we will dive into in that statement is addendum, which means you added it to the contract initially. Wasn't a part of the regular conversation or the regular contract. It had to be something that was created and thought up by someone that was then inserted into the contract after most other things were agreed upon. You did that. No one made you. That was your decision to do that. Now, based on cyberbullying,
that's exactly
you have decided that this needs to come out.
That's exactly
and because your
why.
Quarterback essentially felt like he needed to go to the podium and tell people. No one ever, by the way, no one ever said Kyler Murray does not prepare.
No,
like, we know you prepare, man. You go to practice.
Right.
You show up at practice. It's just that we are comparing, especially that position,
yes,
to the other greats that have done it and how we know they prepared, which is being the first one in, grinding all day, being the last one out, going the extra mile, mm-hmm. doing the extra things. Why? Because you need to know those things. And it doesn't get spread around the NFL media that you are a video game fiend who would rather do that than watch film when it's completely false and under 100% false pretenses. That's no. It's been known. It's been out there. It's a real thing. To what extent? We will never know. But you guys felt you needed to add said addendum. Now you remove said addendum after this cyberbullying and surprise press conference appearance, only to remove the distraction that it created, which is only going to create more of a distraction.
And I thought about this.
What are we doing in Arizona?
I thought about this yesterday. The contract for $230 million, $160 and some change guaranteed. I'm just thinking that at my age of 26, I don't care what anybody would tweet, Facebook post, IG, Snap. I don't care what you would post. With all this money I just signed for, you could put whatever you want in the contract. I don't care what would have leaked out in the contract if that I had study hall out. Okay, imagine me having homework to do and study hall hours and still got $160 million in my bank account. It's kind of tough for me to feel bad for a 23, 24-year-old with $160 million guaranteed. I don't give a damn what's in the contract. Like, if you want to laugh at me and poke fun at me because I got to put my game down, like, I got to log off my headset and, like, hey, man, I'm sorry, buddies. I got to go get ready for the Los Angeles Rams. I would think as one of my homeboys, like, okay, bro, do what you got to do. Like, you got $160 million in your bank account. I don't care what you do. I don't care who's tweeting at me. I'm going to be just fine. But obviously, the Arizona Cardinals looked at it as it said, sorry, Kyler, we didn't want to make the impression that you don't care, but we'll just take that part out.
Well, there is a part, too, that does not need to be taken out and that we need to discuss and that I think we have, to this point, completely glossed over. And play the Kyler Murray clip again, if you don't mind, clip two, just on people disrespecting his work ethic.
To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career.
Okay, that's enough. That's all I need. I just wanted to set the stage again for him being at the podium, because what you can't see when you hear what Kyler Murray is saying at the podium is that he came to this press conference, not scheduled for him to appear, to discuss a $230.5 million contract that had an addendum placed in it, forcing him to utilize an independent study that required him to do 4 hours of film work on his own a week, which is an embarrassing number in and of itself. So he has been accused of essentially taking the easy way out and not putting in the work. And he rolls up to this press conference in a black t-shirt with white letters that reads easy and the S is a dollar sign. There have been many tone-deaf moves in the history of professional sports. This may rank in my top five. And maybe it's him being cute
maybe.
With a middle finger to everybody.
Maybe.
But I don't feel like it goes much further in changing the perception that you're a grinder and that you're going out of your way to put in extra work and that you are going to go above and beyond to earn all $230.5 million of said dollars.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Whew.
And once again, there are a lot of things that come with that position. Media, fans, people being hypercritical is going to be one of them. That just feels dumb. When you are being accused of not putting in the work and you wear an easy money t-shirt to your press conference to say, my money hasn't come easy, I don't know what to do. And maybe other people see it different. Maybe other people see it, man, that's him saying, y'all's wrong. Man, that's him saying no. That's his middle finger to everybody. Maybe that's the way you see it. I don't feel like the majority of people see it that way.
Nah, it's not the best optics. Not the best move.
I think most people would look at that and say, really? That's where we wanted to go.
That's where we want to go. This is your franchise? They're like, this is the franchise quarterback. This is where we're going. Okay.
Our confidence in Kyler Murray is as high as it's ever been. How high has it been?
Zero playoff wins as a starting quarterback. Has a losing record as a starting quarterback.
Is it also as low as it's ever been? Because we don't know what that scale is, Arizona Cardinals.
At this point,
I have no idea.
I had zero clue. And it's not like the NFC West is just, you know, falling off the face of the map. Like it's not like the Super Bowl defending champions aren't in your division.
Our belief in his ability to lead this team more than the commitment reflected in this contract. But the original contract clearly stated with an addendum that was added that you did not believe in his ability to lead the team in the way that it needed to be led.
It was just worded wrong. I think there was a misspelling, so they just took the whole thing out. I think that's what it was. I think.
How does taking it out benefit the team?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
And it honestly doesn't benefit the player because we're going to have conversations like this.
Exactly.
And now people are going to make fun of the back and forth, and now people are going to say when he goes out and throws three picks, well, I mean, he already sees things before they happen. He said that.
Cognitive skills.
He has those.
Yep, plenty.
To see things to see them before they happen.
Come on now.
That would make hitting or not hitting on 16 a lot easier, by the way.
If
I had those cognitive skills, that might be where I spend the majority of my time.
Might have to take a trip to Vegas. Have to get him to take a trip.
I would literally hire a driver.
Yes, like, hey, Kyler, like, just need you.
To take me through that desert to the casino every day after breakfast.
That's it. Hey, Kyler.
What are you doing? I'm using my cognitive ability to see things before they happen. A.K.A. blackjack.
That's needed. Need it.
And you know what? I might just go play war after that. Because I know what's coming next.
Maybe so.
Unbelievable.
That's your quarterback.
See if he can build that thing up. See if he can build that team up to being a playoff team and maybe getting a playoff win. I don't know. What I do know is that Jeff and the guys at Backyard Adventures, they will build your playground. There's no way I could have done it. No way I could have pulled it off. I didn't have to pick up a screwdriver, a hammer, a wrench, a saw, nothing. They came to my backyard, they prepped the backyard, and they put it all together. My kids love it. We went out to Cahaba Valley Road, checked out the options, decided which slide we wanted, which swings we wanted, decided what we wanted on the bottom portion of the playground, and they customized it for us. They can do this for you as well. You go check out what you want. The kids can jump, slide, swing, climb on all the different options. You pick them out. They customize it. There you go. Basketball goals can be installed as well. GMAC has one at his house, thanks to the guys at Backyard Adventures. They sell used playgrounds. If they're all warranted. So if anything happens, they're going to come out and repair it, take care of it, make sure that everything is good to go. Great quality with a fantastic warranty to back up every single playground that they sell. Now, go to BackyardAlabama.com. You can check out the options. Stop by right there on Cahaba Valley Road. Climb on them for yourself. Or just call 408 the number 4 fun. That's 408-4386 for Backyard Adventures. It's BackyardAlabama.com. Get a playground in that backyard like I did. My kids love it. If the weather's nice, they're out there every single day. All right, when we come back, former Auburn quarterback Ben Leard with us. We'll ask him about Kyler Murray and is the Iron Bowl dead? Next on McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. All right, welcome back in. McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. Going to go right to the Bud Light Hotline. Welcome in former Auburn quarterback Ben Leard. A couple things that I want to get to with Ben. First off, our no context poll question of the day today, Ben. Do you hit on 16?
Do I hit on 16?
Correct.
No.
Okay. Our friend Mark and Pelham will probably change your mind. He changed mine, but I usually don't either. But now I think I might.
Well, and hey, Colin, here's the deal. Dude, I suck at blackjack. Like, it's to me, it's just paying for
yeah, I know.
Friends.
But, hey, listen, we have had to at least get your thoughts on it. I also want to get your...
And I don't have the attention span and the patience that some of these people do. I can see why they're so good, but you and I would be... It would be deadly to our bank account for you and I to sit at a blackjack table together.
So, Kyler Murray's bank account not struggling. $230.5 million is going to be in it. But there's a clause that's placed in it, an addendum, saying that he has to have 4 hours of independent film study per week. That has now been removed because the team says it was a distraction that it created. When you heard that an NFL quarterback needed to be told by his team to watch 4 hours of film a week, what was your reaction?
Extremely disappointing in the athlete at the lack of, I guess, I call it almost maturity and professionalism to do their job. I just don't get it. I mean, that is one of the things that was surprising to me. It wasn't surprising to me, but it was somewhat of a revelation that when I was in New England, it had the feel of going to work. You know, you talk to Kendall Simmons, and I guarantee you, Greg was this way. You know that hey man, when I went to work, it was my job. Well, not preparing yourself to be successful at your job is disappointing, and to have to have it written in a formal, legally binding document that requires you to do so. I mean, it tells a much more colorful story about the athlete than I think people will even realize.
I don't think there's any doubt. Ben Leard, former Auburn quarterback, joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. We've been having a conversation in the last 2 days about the Iron Bowl and the future of the Iron Bowl, and that with Texas and Oklahoma coming into the league, that those are going to be more powerful programs over history, over time, and that because they're going to offer bigger games to Alabama on an annual or semi-annual, every couple of year basis, whatever that is, that it will diminish what the Iron Bowl is and take away from it because Auburn hasn't been on the same playing field, according to this caller, as those teams have. Do you see any part of the Iron Bowl losing any of its luster because of Oklahoma and Texas being added to the league?
Absolutely not. Not even. It won't even take a fraction of a percentage decline. The Oklahoma Texas game was going on anyway. It didn't matter. In my opinion, it does not matter what league that rivalry takes place in. it doesn't matter what division that rivalry takes place in. The Iron Bowl is the Iron Bowl. People that are fans of the sport, that are fans of college football, will always gravitate to this ball game. Last year's game is a prime example of the cliche of, man, you can throw things out the window. Stuff just happens. And it makes that game special above all other. Now, you and I both we're somewhat biased, of course. But I think it's an irrelevant statement regarding where Texas and Oklahoma are located from a league perspective. And to think that it's going to have a negative impact on the Iron Bowl, in my opinion, I think it only elevates that particular rivalry, because you think about it, the historic fashion of the Iron Bowl that is only had in the same division, you're going to have the Red River rivalry added to that division. That is, I don't think you can write a better story. So it's going to lend itself to a lot of talking, a lot of, you know, a lot of promotion, a lot more notoriety or surrounding these particular rivalries that are going to build up the individual rivalries, that is the Iron Bowl and the Red River rivalry.
Ben Leard, former Auburn quarterback, joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. Coming off SEC Media Days last week, there are a couple of points with this Auburn football team this season that I think most of us are focused in on. You know, the offensive line staying healthy, can it improve, can it be better than it was last season, which would obviously give this team some different advantages as to what they might be able to accomplish. But then also, too, I think a lot of folks looking at that quarterback situation, wide receiver, something we talked a lot about. But first off, just your expectations of the position, and ultimately, who do you think it is? Because T.J. Finley had all of those reps with the ones. I keep trying to remind people of that all last week in Atlanta, and folks that call into the show, everybody just thinks this is Calzada's job. But when you get all the reps with the ones in the spring, that makes a massive difference. How do you see the Auburn quarterback situation playing out this season?
You know, and at this point, Cole, it's a toss-up in my opinion. When you look at the quarterback room, I mean, obviously you've got Finley, you've got Calzada, you've got Ashford. All three are kids that can play the position and can do so and do it well at a high level. And I think, and you and I have talked about this, that Robbie Ashford is such a phenomenal athlete that whether he's taking snaps on Saturdays, he is a kid that's so athletic that needs to be getting snaps at whatever, you know, have a role in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I do think the battle, you know, boils itself down to Calzada versus Finley. Calzada is a kid that he's proven that he can win a game, obviously, in beating Alabama, not him by himself, but his team beat Alabama last year when he was at Texas A&M. Finley, on the other hand, is a young man that, quite frankly, when you look at it from a wins and losses perspective, he struggled. He struggled in certain areas performance-wise, but you hit the nail on the head, man. Getting reps with the ones, it galvanizes that unit. It causes them to have a belief in you, a familiarity with you, really just a confidence from you to be able to know what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. Those are things that will come for Zach Calzada. But I think the underlying theme of the matter is regardless of the outcome of the decision, people are going to have to realize that, okay, if Zach Calzada is what everybody would consider the fan favorite to win the position, and they would be elated for him to be the starting quarterback. Well, let's take a step back and realize if T.J. Finley beats out Zach Calzada, that should tell you in subliminal fashion that the guys that are qualified to make that decision, that T.J. Finley must be doing the right things. So Auburn fans should be excited about whomever takes the first snap. And I think you would agree with this. First three games, they don't matter. From the standpoint of who starts, the first three games are an audition for first couple games are an audition for the Penn State game. Whoever starts the Penn State game, that's who their ride or die guy is. And so you got to keep that in mind too. Whoever takes the first snap of the first game, it honestly is irrelevant. They could put you and I out there, and you know, eventually that's gonna turn its head.
Yeah, first two, Mercer, San Jose State to get set for Penn State. Then you need to have it in stone. Need to know who your guy is going to be to try and figure that out. We know the talent level needs to increase under Brian Harsin to keep up or even compete with what Georgia and Alabama are doing. Recruiting does look like it's heading in a positive direction, and one of the main reasons that is going to need to be continued or can continue is through NIL. And I know you've got some involvement with On to Victory that was announced yesterday, an NIL collective that has launched to assist in name, image, and likeness for Auburn athletes. What can you tell us about why this might be different, how this might make a difference for Auburn athletics in the future?
Well, it number one, it's been a long time coming, to be quite honest with you. And Auburn has been, as a number of schools, since July 1st, 2021, when the NCAA announced the NIL policy, and rightfully so, finally. Because, I mean, God knows you and I could have benefited from it some, and we had teammates that could have used a little bit of an extra shot in the arm while we were playing. And have the opportunity to support these young student athletes that are devoting so much time and energy for us to pull for them, for us to cheer for them and support them. But, you know, this is an opportunity, and it is proven to be a collective that is put together by entrepreneurs and supporters of Auburn Athletics. And the number one thing for this On to Victory NIL collective is that it is an alignment of forces, of supporters for Auburn Athletics. And that's not something Auburn has done historically. There's been some bifurcation, there's been some division, but this is an alignment of all the people and folks that love Auburn, the Auburn family, to be able to support these student athletes and make a difference in their lives. And, you know, this is not something that's going to impose on the one-off NIL deal that Tank Bigsby may get. This is to support each and every student athlete, the rank and file, the Tank Bigsby, the Zach Calzada, the TJ Finley, whomever it may be. If you're wearing orange and blue, this collective is there to support you as a student athlete and do some things that allow you the ability to afford, you know, to do things outside of athletics for you, for your family, to go home and be able to do some things. And, you know, that's the underlying premise of what it is, and this collective is going to position Auburn first and foremost the ability to level the playing field. You know, people, it just like me and you, Cole, we love Auburn because Auburn is Auburn, and we loved our Auburn experience. We loved the support, we loved the facilities, we loved the ability to compete in the SEC, and those things will continue. This NIL collective is a new ruling, and this NIL policy is a new ruling that Auburn needs to get in line with and participate in, because it is the new era of college sports. And like it or not, it's here to stay. And, you know, I believe in it. I think there is a situation amongst locker rooms, and you and I can name guys, amongst locker rooms, upwards of 90% of the young men and women don't come from the best backgrounds, Cole. They don't come from a whole lot. And to have the ability to help them outside of their scholarship or whatever it is a fulfilling situation. And I'm excited to be involved with it.
On to Victory is the collective. OnToVictory.com is the website. Ben, appreciate you taking some time to join us today, sharing some information on a lot of different things, and we'll obviously catch up with you again in the fall.
Sounds good, Q. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Ben Leard, former Auburn quarterback, joining us there on the Bud Light Hotline. Carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there. What Ben's saying there as it pertained to NIL, made me think of something very interesting that popped up at Big Ten Media Days yesterday. That and something that one head coach got wrong at Big Ten Media Days yesterday. We'll share both of those with you next right here on McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. All right, welcome back in. McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. Some of us see NIL as an issue. Some of us see NIL as a blessing. Some of us see NIL as a distraction, a curse. Some of us see NIL as fantastic. Regardless of how you see it, if you would like to see it more clearly, Michelson Laser Vision could be for you. Call 205-969-8100 for a free consultation. I did it over 20 years ago, and I found out that I was a candidate for the LASIK procedure. I was excited to have it, wanted to have it, because I didn't want to wear the glasses, the contacts, utilize the cases solution anymore. It was all a headache. I eliminated my dependence on those thanks to Dr. Mark Michelson, first surgeon in the state of Alabama to perform the LASIK procedure, national pioneer in the field. He and Jennifer Michelson, now located at UAB Highlands, to offer you comfortable and convenient care. They're rooted right here in our community, and they've dedicated their practice to serving the people of Alabama. There are a variety of easy and affordable payment plans available. Like I said, I had the LASIK procedure. The actual procedure was easy, pain-free. I was back to work within 24 hours, and I walked in legally blind, walked out feeling like my vision was absolutely perfect, and I feel like it's still perfect today thanks to Michelson Laser Vision. Go to MichelsonLaserVision.com for more information or call 205-969-8100 to set up an appointment today. I thought this was pretty cool yesterday because a lot of us do find and seem to find and seem to focus on the negative in name, image, and likeness. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud yesterday at Big Ten Media Day saying, shoot, my mama's bills are now being paid. It's just amazing for me to be able to provide for my family at 20 years old. So there are things like that that can be pretty cool and can be a pretty cool part of this. Now, he's also driving a G-Wagon, so it's different for him.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it's like what day was Alabama Day? Media Days? Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
And, you know, Bryce came on the show, and he was fantastic. We loved talking with him. And there were some pictures go out, and immediately I get three or four people that say, oh, look at Bryce's kicks. Like, you got to step your shoe game up. And I don't mean this in, like, I wanted to share this on Twitter, and I knew what it would turn into. I don't mean this in a negative way at all. But the response to that is no, because Bryce Young makes more money than I do.
Yeah, right. he can afford these.
Bryce Young probably has more money than I do. So when you're talking about a $500 or $750 pair of sneakers, like that's not
that right.
That's not in my ballpark.
There's other things.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, I'd love to step my sneaker game up a little bit, but.
Right. But, you know, the way my bank account is set up.
The resources are not the same.
It's not the same.
Right here. So it's a part of it, man. NIL, just, it's here. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to go backwards. It's not going to leave. But it is good to hear that you've got some players that are helping their families and doing different things around the communities. That's happened in a lot of different places. So try to find the positive in it every now and then. Not a lot of positives for James Franklin. We know that he'll be making the trip to Auburn, Alabama on September 17th as Penn State will face Auburn. We learned yesterday that two freshman running back, Gatorade and Fat Man, will probably be making that trip. Might even be carrying the ball a little bit. But James Franklin yesterday had this to say on SiriusXM's Full Ride about scheduling and how it has played out for his team.
Expect players to spend 24 hours a day studying tape. Plenty of guys play video games, but how do you help him guide? There's only 24 hours in a day, and Purdue's coming here in a couple weeks. How do you make sure that he's not overburdened with all of his varied interests?
And I know what you're saying, but you said Purdue's coming here. Just so we're clear, we're going to Purdue. We've opened the season on the road in the Big Ten 9 straight years.
Oh. That's a whole nother conversation.
Not
week one. Huh? Not always week one.
Opening the Big Ten play on the road last year at Wisconsin.
Yes. Victory, by the way.
Oh, trust me, I know.
All right, just he said 9 straight years, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, opening Big Ten play.
I'm assuming he's talking about this year also because they'll be at Purdue to start the season. Okay, so help me here because I'm terrible at math.
Gotcha.
At Purdue to open it this year. At Wisconsin last year. At Indiana the year before. At Maryland the year before. At Illinois the year before. At Iowa the year before. At Michigan the year before. Rutgers at home the year before.
Okay, so he opened up 7 times in a row, 1 time away. I mean, 1 time at home.
He said 9, right?
He did. He's just off by 2. He's just off by 2. I mean, you also wasn't there those other 2 years, so maybe, you know, bad information. You know, 9, 7, you know, it happened.
If you're going to call your conference out for how they schedule your team and what they do with your team, you got to know that in 2015, you opened up Big Ten play with Rutgers at home. And that would not make it 9 straight years that you've opened Big Ten play on the road.
Well, you know how you know coaches like to exaggerate every now and then.
They got a lot of things.
Exactly.
But it is also amazing to me how certain coaches hold on to certain things. There are certain things that coaches cannot let go of, they cannot grasp, they cannot deem as fair, that it is an attack on them. And listen, there are certain people that will tell you Big Ten owes Penn State no favors. Based on the way some things have happened and based on the way some things have gone, probably don't really care. Now, I will say, the 2 years leading up to 15, open Big Ten play at Rutgers, open Big Ten play at Indiana.
It's not really the most raucous of crowds, and you know.
Also, in 2012, the year prior to that, they opened up Big Ten play at Illinois.
Well, you...
Also in 2011, they opened up Big Ten play at Indiana. Also in 2010, they opened up Big Ten play at Iowa.
Not the toughest of slates. May not be the toughest.
Now,
of slates,
it may have sounded better if he said 10 of the last 11 years.
Yeah.
That's actually more damning if you wanted to go that route.
Right.
And also accurate, by the way. Also correct, right. Which 9 straight years, it was incorrect. That James wanted to try to point that out there.
Yeah, so, you know.
I bring that up only just because September 17th, we're going to get that team at Jordan-Hare Stadium, and we're going to see how that goes. Gatorade and Fat Man probably going to be making the trip.
Hope they're ready for some humidity.
Hold on now.
I knew it was coming.
On Morning Jocks that didn't make a difference. Exactly. That doesn't matter.
Just throwing it out there. It's a little different.
Actually looked this up yesterday. Do you know what the humidity was in Salt Lake City yesterday?
No.
14%. Okay. Do you know what the humidity was in Gainesville, Florida yesterday?
Probably about 94.
It's actually only 58%, no. Which is low, but still.
Oh, wow.
Still.
Whew, it's going to be thick come the fall.
You know the one thing that Utah cannot have happen in that game? And actually, it's not even during the game.
What's that?
The one thing that can't happen to Kyle, because we can talk about just the humidity and the heat. Like, it's still in the mid-90s in Salt Lake City all week this week. So it's not like it's not hot there. It's still hot.
A little different.
But the humidity, of course, will make a massive difference. And we can talk about just how loud it's going to be in general and how many times they play in front of that kind of a crowd. We can talk about how on the north side of the bench, if you're seated in that area, that the student section has been grandfathered in to actually be behind the visiting bench for about 11 yards behind that bench, and how your bench is right up against a chain link fence. There is about maybe a 3-foot wide walkway, and then the student section is right there. That's it. You're going to have to deal with that. That's going to be hard. The one thing that can't happen to Kyle Whittingham's team, the one thing, is a 45-minute prior to kick, hour prior to kick, 30 minutes prior to kick, rainstorm come through, then sun come out. I'm going to tell you, I've been there for that a couple of times, and it ratchets that humidity up in a hurry, and it makes it just a completely different environment to breathe in. It's almost like playing underwater.
That's tough.
That can't happen to Utah.
They need it.
They can win that game unless that happens. It's the only thing that can save Florida in that game, in my opinion. They need a pregame rainstorm and then sun to come back out after that to ratchet that heat and humidity up. All right, we're going to keep ratcheting up the college football conversation, but not next, because we talked to Conrad Thompson about Ric Flair's last match.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.